A few weeks ago, I was asked to be a judge at the 23rd annual ExxonMobil United Way Jambalaya Cook-Off. The event is the official kickoff of the 2012 United Way campaign. As someone who has only been in the state for a little over 5 months, I knew it would be a crash course in Louisiana cuisine. I was one of 23 judges, a group made up of local government officials, chefs, community organization members, and area media personalities. We all sat around tables in an upper room inside the Central Mechanical Building at the Baton Rouge ExxonMobil refinery. But as I sat across from Mayor President Kip Holden and renowned Louisiana chef KD, I knew pretty much immediately that I was way out of my league. Luckily, the woman sitting next to me was very familiar with jambalaya.
My name is Cheryl Fontenot, and I'm with the Jambalaya Shop.
Actually, she's the owner of the entire Jambalaya Shop franchise, and she's been in the jambalaya business for 20 years. So I asked her for a few pointers on what makes good jambalaya.
The smell, the aroma, like they say, I think that's on the score sheet. The appearance, the texture of the rice, whether it's, you know, some can be wet, some can be dry. Sometimes the rice could be hard. So you need the texture of the rice, and then, of course, the taste.
With these quick tips in mind, I dug into my first box.
So I've opened my box. I don't know anything about jambalaya. But it looks really good. So let's try this. Sausage looks great.
The aroma was mouth-watering. The rice, brown and moist. The sausage, tender. It was so very good, but I couldn't get attached. I had another box to judge. But before I could even begin to start scoring that second box, I was handed another.
Oh my. Just keep coming, don't they?
And they did. Between the two rounds of judging, I tried 13 different boxes of participating teams' interpretation of what good jambalaya is. This year, 54 teams competed, all made up of ExxonMobil employees. Some of those teams showed up as early as 4 or 5 this morning to begin cooking their jambalaya for both the judges and a crowd of over 3,000 attendees. But ExxonMobil public and government affairs advisor Jennifer Hughes said even though the food is good, the real reason they're here is to support the United Way.
This is not a fundraiser. This is something that the company does to support employees, so we fund the food for our cooking teams. And we expect after this fun celebration, everybody's going to be very motivated to give.
Last year, ExxonMobil gave $1.5 million to the Capital Area United Way. That's about 15% of the total money donated during the entire campaign. Today's winning team was called From the South to Your Mouth, and this team will go on to represent the company in the Capital Area citywide jambalaya cook-off in October. Ashley Westerman, WRKF News.